Today, the Nobel Prize in Medicine went to three scientists who discovered the blood-borne virus hepatitis C. The scientists are Harvey J. Alter at the National Institutes of Health, Charles M. Rice from Rockefeller University in New York, and Michael Houghton, a British virologist at the University of Alberta in Canada. For more, we have Angela Rasmussen. She is a virologist at Columbia University. Professor, in layman's terms, what did these scientists do that was so important that they got this prize?
So these three scientists all contributed immensely to our understanding that hepatitis C virus was actually a virus and was not hepatitis A or hepatitis B. So Harvey Alter made the observation that patients were contracting viral hepatitis and it was not caused by either of those two other hepatitis viruses. Michael Houghton discovered and cloned the virus, which was then being called non-hep A, non-hep B hepatitis. And Charlie Rice was the one who finally showed that that virus is actually what causes hepatitis C, viral hepatitis. So together, the three of them made really important observations that allowed us to understand that this was a distinct virus so that we could start developing drugs to treat it and so that we could start making sure that the blood supply was safe.
So the World Health Organization estimates some 71 million people across the world have chronic hepatitis C. Rates in the U.S. are going up right now because of the opioid epidemic. How directly did the work of these three scientists lead to treatment that is now saving lives?
Well, it was absolutely critical to recognize that this was a different virus, because although hepatitis A and hepatitis B are also both viral infections, they're really very different viruses from hepatitis C virus. So in order to develop targeted therapies that could effectively treat hepatitis C, we had to understand what the virus was and also how that virus worked. And all of their work really contributed to this, because the early treatments for hepatitis C wasn't effective for treating many people. The new generation of drugs that are available now actually directly targets hepatitis C virus and can, in most cases, actually cure people of it.
Mm-hmm. But those drugs are notoriously expensive. Many people can't afford them. And in fact, 400,000 people a year still die from hepatitis C.
That's true. And hepatitis C is also a huge problem outside of the U.S. So there's definitely a lot more work to be done in terms of being able to get those drugs out equitably and make them available to all the people who are affected by this virus.
What is the significance to you of this prize going to something related to hepatitis C in the midst of the global COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, I'm always glad to see virologists being recognized for their important work. And I myself did my postdoctoral fellowship studying hepatitis C virus. One thing that's always struck me about it is how little attention it gets. There are vastly more people worldwide infected with hepatitis C virus than even HIV. And yet, people don't think about hepatitis C virus the same way as a pandemic disease that kills people. So It's really good, I think, for the Nobel Committee to recognize that this virus is a huge global public health problem and that these three scientists made really important contributions so that we could understand it better and treat it.
Well, I must say that for myself and for all of our listeners, especially over the last many months, we all understand the importance of virologists. So thank you for what you do. Angela Rasmussen at Columbia University. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.